This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Coming up, we'll talk about the Puppy Bowl. Did you catch it on Animal Planet? But first, Bruce Jenner is secretly living as a woman in Malibu, and he's going to chat about it with Diane Sawyer. Sources say the Olympic gold medalist has been living as a woman behind the walls of his home in Malibu. The sources also say Jenner is preparing to undergo gender reassignment surgery in the next several months. With February 9th being Stop Bullying Day and more than 160,000 children missing school every year in the U.S. because of the fear of being bullied, the leading personal finance social network WalletHub conducted an in-depth analysis of 2015's best and worst states at controlling bullying. To identify the areas of the U.S. where bullying is most pervasive, WalletHub analyzed 42 states and the District of Columbia across 9 key metrics, ranging from bullying incident rates online and on school property to the cost of truancy and low attendance for schools. The best states for controlling bullying: Florida, North Carolina, Kentucky, New Mexico, Nebraska, the District of Columbia, Delaware, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, and number one, Massachusetts. The worst states for controlling bullying: Idaho, Arizona, Michigan, Illinois, Tennessee, North Dakota, Montana, Missouri, Louisiana, and Arkansas was the worst state. Some key stats: the percentage of high school students who were bullied on school property is 2 times higher in Montana than in Washington, D.C. The percentage of high school students who were bullied online is 3 times higher in Maine than in the District of Columbia. The percentage of high school students involved in a physical fight on school property is 3 times higher in D.C. than in Massachusetts. The percentage of high school students who miss school out of fear of being bullied, 4 times higher in Louisiana than in Massachusetts. The percentage of high school students who attempted suicide is 3 times higher in Rhode Island than in Massachusetts. And the cost of truancy for schools as a result of bullying, 60 times higher in New York than, say, North Dakota. Economists created a math model to show that it's okay to leave the toilet seat up. The model found the best way to minimize effort is to simply leave the seat in the position you've used it. Because no one will have to move the seat more than once per bathroom visit, effort will be reduced if you just keep the seat up. Hundreds of people have contributed tens of thousands of dollars to help a Detroit man who says he typically walks 21 miles to and from work. James Robertson rides buses part of the way to and from his factory job in suburban Rochester Hills, but because they don't cover the whole route, he ends up walking about 8 miles before his shift starts at 2 p.m., and 13 more when it's over at 10. Lately, he's been getting occasional rides from a banker who passed him walking every day and finally asked him what was going on. After a local newspaper wrote about the 56-year-old's situation over the weekend, multiple people started crowdfunding efforts to help him buy a car and pay for insurance. Some have offered to drive him for free, and others have offered to buy or give him cars. A college student started a GoFundMe site with a goal of raising $5,000. As of earlier this week, he had raised more than $268,000. And it seems that Katy Perry might have taken a shot at Taylor Swift during the halftime show of the Super Bowl by having her backup dancers wearing high-waisted polka-dot bikinis. Swift has been known to wear polka-dot bikinis that cover up her belly button. The two have feuded since Perry stole backup dancers from Swift. A source said Swift is expected to get back at Perry through a music video or another popular situation. Did you catch Dan Schachter and all the doggies on Animal Planet's Puppy Bowl? Hey, Dan.
Hello, how are you, Mike? This is Dan.
So you've gone to the dogs again, huh?
I have. They keep calling me back.
So how did you get involved with Puppy Bowl?
They had known me. Animal Planet, the network, knew me as a TV host for a couple of years in the past. And then 4 years ago, the job of Puppy Bowl ref opened up because the former ref moved on to a different network. And I submitted this crazy audition tape where I reffed. Little fake football games with dogs in New York City dog parks. So it wound up convincing them that I was kind of crazy enough to do it, and here I am 4 years later.
All right, so Puppy Bowl, what exactly happens with the dogs here?
Miniaturized football game where we showcase dogs from around the country, and they're not, you know, trained dogs. These are not dog show dogs. They're not doing tricks. They don't have owners. They're from shelters and rescue centers across the country. They're all up for adoption. They all need homes. And we play football, or we try to. And we have several chew toys in the shape of balls on the field, and we hope that one of the dogs at some point picks them up and drags them into the end zone or kicks them or pushes them into the end zone for a touchdown.
And so all these dogs are up for adoption. These aren't the entertainment industry dogs that you see that can do almost anything.
No, the only thing they have going for them, you know, in terms of is raw talent, right? They haven't been, they're not even house trained. So yeah, we were showcasing them in their very natural form.
And what kind of penalties does the Puppy Bowl ref call?
Hey, everything you can imagine. So, ones that are based in human football, like illegal use of the paws, but of course we use paws, not hands. And we have ones that are specific only to puppies, like excessive napping, wall flowering, pancaking. We have a water bowl on the field embedded, so we can have illegal bathing as a penalty. Of course, fouling the field when they have to go to the bathroom is a penalty, but we don't use that too often, because if we did, we'd never continue with the game. And the list goes on and on and on.
And do you have the sense that the dogs have any idea what the heck they're doing?
Probably not. I think the dogs think that they're having fun, which is what we hope, that they're just getting a big playtime. Because if you think about it, it's basically like very the coolest doggy gym in the world. And we have 12 to 20 dogs on the field at any given time. Again, it depends on how big the breeds are. But yeah, I think it's just playtime for them, and we hope that they get adopted.
And are you the only human involved?
Yeah, that's great for the ego, when you're the only human as part of a show. Terrific for people like me. But yeah, so I have a lot of responsibility. Not only am I calling the fouls and the touchdowns, I'm organizing them to make sure they stay on their teams. There's two teams this year, Team Rough and Fluff. So you got to make sure that they're not scoring on themselves in their own end zone and, just generally creating chaos.
And are the dogs in uniform?
Sort of. We have these little bandanas that are sort of like jerseys. That's about the best we could do. It's very hard to do a true football uniform on a dog without constricting them. So I think bandanas is the best way to go.
As you replay this show over and over, the endings change?
Yes, sir, because what happens is, as you watch the broadcast, you can watch the first one at 3 o'clock on Animal Planet. Our audience is asked to vote for their MVP, Most Valuable Puppy, choice. So depending on how the audience votes, we'll tally them up, and by the time the show ends, by the end of the two-hour mark, we will crown an MVP based on audience decisions, and that'll change based on their decisions in the following broadcast.
Obviously, none of this is live. You're just changing the ending?
Yeah, we'll shoot multiple endings, more than you can even count, and have them at the ready based on how the voting goes.
Well, I love that interactive aspect of it.
Yeah, it keeps us, there's more interaction than that, though. That's part of it. The other part of it is you can create a puppy fantasy team, so you can kind of like put your little fantasy team together online before the game and then track your favorite players as part of your team during the game, play against your friends. You can check out really cool behind-the-scenes videos that are online. You can see right now. Go to Animal Planet. Check out the live puppy cam of the pups getting ready for the game. So there's a lot to do.
And, of course, the serious thing is these puppies need a forever home to be adopted, right?
Yeah, there's 55 that are in the starting lineup this year. They come from 37 shelters across the country. They're adorable. There's a nice wide variety of breeds. And, yeah, we encourage it. If you do happen to fall in love with one, you can just go to the website and then be connected with that shelter that has the dog and, bring him home.
That would be the best ending of all.
Exactly.
Do you have a dog of your own?
Well, we foster dogs in our family. I live in a small Manhattan apartment, can really only keep one pet at a time. So I'm connected with a local shelter, and when they need a dog, fostering is as important, or some might say more crucial at times than regular adoption, because what you're doing is really giving these dogs a second chance. And if these shelters are, overcrowded, sometimes they really can't keep the dog. So what we're doing is helping these shelters out with the overcrowding problem and fostering a dog until they find a forever home. So we kind of have a nice variety coming in and out of our house. It's great.
Yeah, in fact, I was just talking about that with Anne-Marie Lucas, who used to be on Animal Precinct on Animal Planet for many years.
Cool.
She's one of my regulars here on my show, America Weekend, that runs nationally. And she talks about, fostering all the time. It's one of her main goals.
Yeah, I'm getting pretty passionate about it.
All right, so will there be a Puppy Bowl 12?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and I don't know how we're going to top ourselves. Not just the fact that we're divided into teams and all the interactive stuff that we've mentioned, but, we have goats as cheerleaders this year. We've never done that before.
Wait a second. You have goats?
Yeah, every year we try to have different animals as our cheerleaders. Last year we had penguins. The year before that it was hedgehogs. But we've never had anything, I think, as unique as goats. They're little dwarf goats. They don't get too big. They're really cute. But there are five of them, and they are cheering on the action, so that'll be interesting. We have a kitten halftime show, so there are 21 kittens also available for adoption that'll be performing at halftime, and the list goes on and on and on. I think it's like a veritable zoo in there when you step back and look at Puppy Bowl. It's something for everyone.
And do you play on natural turf or AstroTurf?
Astro, because of you know, you can imagine with puppies that that turf has got to be changed out quite often.
Yeah, and plus you don't want the goats eating the field.
That's right. Yeah, the goats are, believe me, the goats will try to eat anything at this point. We kept them away from the field, you know, really on the sidelines so that they wouldn't interfere too much.
Well, it sounds like you're having just too much fun, Dan, and they pay you for this, huh?
Apparently, yeah. You know, I don't even pay attention to stuff like that, to be honest, because I'm so excited to have this gig. And my kids, I have two boys, 6 and 8 year old, they think that this is the coolest job in the world. They look at Puppy Bowl and they're like, wow, this is real, and they look at it like a real game. They know more about the players than I do sometimes. It's so much fun.
Well, all the best. It sounds like a lot of fun. We'll be looking for Puppy Bowl on Animal Planet.
Thank you guys so much.
Take care.
You will.
With Dan Schachner from Animal Planet's Puppy Bowl, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.